All rise and welcome to the sports court of public opinion we call Foul Play-by-Play, providing play-by-play commentary on the week's cheats, cheap shots, and alleged criminals in sports. I'm your host, Anthony Variano, and I'm joined by Michael Hawes, Esquire, our attorney on retainer, and Bradley Hawes, our everyman. What you got planned for the big game day, Brad?
I just got some food going, a fridge full of beer.
Can't beat that. I got chili on.
19 bets.
19, yeah. Huh? Attaboy, getting after it. How much money?
We can't speak that.
Cannot utter it out into the world because then it won't come true.
Just let's say on average $20 per.
Right. Okay. So that's your unit, a 20.
Yeah.
You play the sports betting like you do the Keno machines, my friend.
I don't bet max though.
Mike, are you gonna head over to your bros for some free food and beers?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, you're only a block away.
I really feel the Super Bowl this year.
I'm not feeling it that much either. You're not supposed to say those words either. The Super Bowl or the Super Bowl. Yeah. So it's big game day or something like that.
Oh, football. Can I say football?
Yeah.
Or do they own that too?
Probably. Like, we're going to be somebody's going to send us a cease and desist letter eventually. So
it's just, get out of the way.
If y'all aren't familiar with this show we do, it's called Foul Play-by-Play. It's part of the Foul Play-by-Play family, which you can find on foulplaybyplay.com. You can follow us on YouTube at Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play, on TikTok, also at Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play. And you can find us on Substack at gogonzojournal.substack.com. We usually start this game or this show with a little game we like to call opening arguments, where we let these two brothers argue with each other and see where it goes from there. So it's Mike won the last one, which means Brad gets to pick first. And the first item on the docket that I am going to do is Emmanuel Acho versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Which way do you want to? Who do you want to argue for, Brad?
Let's go Emmanuel, please.
Okay. So on February 3rd, a three-judge panel on the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court affirmed a workers' comp award to Emmanuel Acho, who played for the Eagles from 2013 to 2015 when a thumb injury ended his career. With a little more background information, Acho injured his thumb while practicing for the Eagles on August 11, 2015, but didn't keep him out of a preseason game against the Ravens 11 days later. He fractured the same thumb during a subsequent practice and needed surgery. He was released and received 3 weeks of pay per an injury settlement. The team re-signed Acho that November, but his thumb remained symptomatic, and a couple weeks later, Acho was cut again. He auditioned for NFL teams, but Judge Patricia McCullough, on behalf of the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court, said he could not play at his pre-injury level and no team offered him a contract. So he was awarded his workman's comp claim, and we're arguing whether or not that claim should have been fulfilled. So since Brad has chosen Emmanuel Acho, that means, Mike, you have to defend the Philadelphia Eagles, correct?
They might win a big game today, too.
They could win a big game today. That's who I've got my money on, at least. Brad, who did you bet on?
Kansas City, man.
Oh, like shoot.
The refs will probably make that happen for you.
Yeah, I probably will. All right, Mike, continue with your argument on behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, actually, he's suing me, so he goes first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bradley.
Well, number one, he gets injured again, goes and gets surgery, gets released. Basically, in the state of Pennsylvania, you're firing him. He should be owed workman's comp, a certain percentage of what his salary was, which for that guy being a sixth-round pick, it's nothing. So, yeah, they need to give him his money. It's just like if you get fired from any other place, especially injury-related, number one, you're going to get workman's comp. You should get. I mean, bottom line, it's pennies to these clubs, and that's we're going to get into it in our next argument, which I find it funny that they will not pay this shit out, but they'll tell you that they've got so many billions of dollars in these pools, but they only pay out 3% of it. Like, yeah. Who's getting the other 97%? Give the man his couple hundred thousand dollars. You waste more fucking money in legal fees. I mean, for Christ's sake.
And just think about all the money that they're raking in today, the biggest day
exactly.
in the NFL's, you know, revenue history. So, I mean, every big game day is basically the biggest day in the NFL's revenue history.
And not to, you know, he's entitled to it. Not to say that this guy needs it, because he's went on. He's not one of my favorite sportscasters, but he seems to be doing well, and he's very well liked. I believe he was nominated for a Golden Globe or an Emmy or whatever.
Yeah, Emmy, which I think. One he did.
But yeah, pay the man his couple hundred thousand dollars. Call it good.
Mike, your rebuttal?
Yeah, well, Tony, in my arguments, I'm going to pretend to be a Republican for the next couple minutes and be the average.
This should be fun.
The average man. I was just at a retirement party surrounded by Republicans, and we're talking about the NFL, and me, like them, these players make so much money. I mean, that's what's ruining the game. But you already laid out the timeline of what happened. Okay. So he injured his thumb, gets brought back by the team. I think he played, then his thumb gets re-injured. He needs surgery. Then they release him, which is different than firing him. There's going to be a ton of Minnesota Vikings that get released over the next couple days. So I think it is different than getting fired. Being released, and the fact that he...
Why is it different? Is it because they can release you without cause, and firing, they have to have cause? Is that the difference?
I believe so, yes. I mean, look at Adam Thielen, I would assume, gets released. I don't right. think he's going to restructure his contract. But he had the opportunity, tried to come back to the league. Nobody wanted him. That's no fault of the Eagles. Maybe he should have tried a little harder. And to say that he's out anything is laughable. He doesn't need the money. He's been on The Bachelor, apparently. As Brad just mentioned, he's a lead NFL analyst on Fox Sports, runs a nonprofit. He's got a book out. He's not one of these NFL players that actually needs the money. And as reference to the big pool of money that the NFL does hold to pay out players who are injured, thank God the NFL, unlike America, the government, doesn't just throw around its money willy-nilly so it can actually survive. If the U.S. would take after the NFL a little more, maybe we wouldn't be in this inflation problem we have right now. Nothing further, Your Honor.
Brad, you got anything to say in response?
All I
got to
say for a rebuttal, he did what a worker should do. He went and tried to find employment, didn't just sit on his ass. He looked at multiple teams, didn't get it, so he went back to the state that he was employed in and filed for unemployment until his next gig. Just because you have money doesn't mean that you're not entitled to what shit is owed.
That is correct.
Are we putting an irrelevant argument? So are we putting a fucking cap on what you can make now? And then after that, you just donate your checks back to the corporation?
Some of us think we should, yeah.
I'm done. I'm not
okay.
One.
Well,
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. Oh, God, I can't say the word they said. I'm going to make myself sick.
Well, it's okay, because your argument wasn't good enough to beat Bradley's. I'm going to rule in favor of Emmanuel Acho, even though I don't like the character, but it doesn't make any difference. Apparently, according to the laws of Philadelphia, he earned his workman's comp. I find it hard to believe, though, that a thumb injury is the reason why he couldn't, you know, come back. Like, we've seen guys play with out thumbs, have we not? Like, with just casts on their hand that they used as, you know, foreign objects, weapons. And I just, that's the most shocking thing to me. But it doesn't change anything about my ruling.
Which, Which to that just shows how amazing some of these athletes are, though. And I'm not saying not one of them. I would think your thumb would be very important for tackling people, grabbing on and pulling people down. But
I mean, who is it? Jason Pierre-Paul blew off three of his fingers and managed to come back and play football pretty regularly. But this is a 6th round pick, you know. So
yeah,
he was on the fringes from the start, I think. So. Okay, well, let's stick with the theme. Let's go retired NFL players versus the NFL next on the docket. A group of former National Football League players is suing the organization, alleging that it has a pattern of denying disability benefits for those with both physical injuries and mental impairments, despite evidence from medical and team records. Let's see, Michael, you get to choose who you'd like to defend.
Oh, I'm in a giving mood, and since I've already got my Republican hat on, I'll be Roger Goodell in the NFL.
Wow. Okay, Bradley, you get to go first.
Number one, I just want to say that I'd like to see a former MSU Bobcat in this thing, Joey Thomas. I'm assuming that's the Joey Thomas, and we're not talking about Joe Thomas.
Yeah, no, it's not Joe Thomas. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Number one, I mean, and this is where I got the information from, where they have, it's in the $8 billion, $9 billion range of money in this pool, and they only pay out like $2 million of it to these players. They put their life on the line for you.
As we've seen most recently with DeMar Hamlin needing to be revived via CPR on the field.
So this money that is in these pools shouldn't be for anybody to get paid off. It's to pay for the mental health, for everything for these players that make you the billions of dollars as the NFL. It's horrendous. So, and to see that, so this doctor that's an NFL doctor is making this thing. If he makes all the good things for the teams and says the right things that he should, he gets paid X amount of dollars. If he does what his fucking job is supposed to be, we're knocking you down tier by tier by tier. At what point is the NFL going to stop acting like our government and actually take care of its fucking players / citizens? Help these guys out. Take it over, Republican Mike.
Republican Mike is a great character.
This story, it reminds me of, God, one of my favorite sports movies, Any Given Sunday. I love the team doctor in that one.
Right,
Even though that really doesn't have anything to do with paying benefits after they already get injured. But, I gotta think like a Republican,
Get back in the mindset.
The worker, okay, the worker's the enemy, the worker's the enemy. I got it, okay. To quote one of my idols, Roger Goodell. I mean, we've got a system. Okay, first of all, so this isn't a quote. This is Republican Mike. We have a system set up for these types of payments that was helped created by the players' union and the league. So this is something the union bargained for. That being said, not everybody's obviously going to benefit from it, and we don't want it to. You only want people who really qualify for these,
payments. For any health insurance claim, right?
So we're obviously going to believe anybody that comes out into the media and says, I didn't get it and I should have qualified for it. Well, let's let the doctors and the board, this board that was approved by the players' union, to make those decisions, because we can't. If we give it to everybody, then it's actually going to take away money from people who qualified for it and really need it.
Oh, but like they're going to knock you right.
Please let him finish his argument. You'll have a chance to rebuttal, Brad.
We want to pretend like there's just, we keep throwing out these words like billions. There's not this endless sea of money. We've got to make hard choices.
There isn't a money tree.
That need it.
The NFL doesn't have a money tree.
If we don't, we are going to, you might as well move to Cuba.
Hey, the XFL starts on the 18th, baby.
Oh my gosh. Another thing you need to lose money on is XFL games. Your rebuttal, Bradley.
So they're talking about the one doctor that was doing Willis McGahee. Mm-hmm. And they said that, no, he had no mental problems, no CTE stuff, because he was a black man. So his IQ is going to be lower because he's black. I mean, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're going to say because he got hit in the head playing this sport that it didn't do it? It's because he's an uneducated black man? Like, get the fuck out of town, NFL. Hey, these fuckers. Done.
Oh, God, it is really tough being Roger Goodell, because I don't know how to come.
He does have a very job.
I just don't, oh, my God, how the NFL and a lot of its fans just can't. My own brain is triggering. Like, where it's just like, I'm going to say something, it's like, this is something a fucking racist would say. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah. It's hard. Like, I have almost no interest in this game today whatsoever, except for the three bets I made that, you know, are $20 total, whereas Brad's got 19 of them at $20 a piece. And I can't bring myself to love the sport like I used to because of all of this garbage that it just spews out and still manages to attract such amazing revenue. It's insane. But if there's no further argument, I'm going to rule in favor of the retired NFL players. It seems like a pretty easy decision, especially given the fact that it sure seems like the doctors, who, as Mike rightly said, were approved by the players' union. If their pay is determined based on their decisions they're making regarding the physical health and mental health of the former players and disabled players, boy, that's really problematic. And I think we need to go back to the drawing board and rethink this entire system.
Would you not, just as a humanitarian, would you not agree that, okay, so, hey, doctor, if you say that this person has a problem, instead of giving you your paycheck for making the right thing, we'll pay these guys out, but you're going to get paid less. Like, it's fucking ludicrous.
Well, it seems like a means to very, I mean, it is a means. It is certainly a means for the NFL to limit the amount of money it has to pay out to disabled and retired NFL veterans. Anywho, so the NFL is dirty. Happy big game Sunday. Woo! Yay! All right.
God bless Roger Goodell.
Somehow we get to talk about Duke getting screwed out of another win by officiating. We talked about it on Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play, an episode recently where men's basketball was used in the first half of a game. And it's just like, well, how the hell does this happen? Well, in this instance, Duke University men's basketball team was playing Virginia. An incorrect call was made on the final play of regulation, despite it being reviewed. Shocking. I mean, how do you screw it up twice? They screwed it up twice. So we've got Duke, I guess, suing the officiating crew for a win that they might have had. I mean, it would have been a foul resulting in two free throws for a guy who was 0-for-2 from the line in the game, but shoots 75%. So, I mean, instead of those two free throws happening, it went into overtime and Duke ended up losing the game. So let's see. Bradley, you're 2-for-2. Michael, you get to pick who you want to represent.
I'm gonna take the officials.
Oh boy, he's doing what Brad did in the last show, is take all the difficult arguments. That's what we like to see the attorney do.
I smell a sweep.
Yeah, dude. Well, give it your best shot, Bradley. You're up first.
Number one, the official in the corner made the right call. Obviously,
live. It was the right call made during live? The game. Okay.
Do I blame them going over to the monitor to check it out? Hell no. That's what you should do if we do have replay.
Final minutes of the game.
Okay. Number one thing that they're looking for to see if the ball had actually left his hand before time expired. Yes, it did. There is the continuation until the ball has no chance of going into the hoop that you can still commit a foul afterwards.
After the buzzer, even.
Yes. So technically, the foul did occur when the clock hit zero.
After time had expired.
Yes. This is where I'm getting into this shit, and I should quit betting on fucking sports, but I think it's fucking rigged. It's got to be fucking rigged.
You are reading way too many conspiracy theories, my friend. Yeah, too many bad beats. Following too many bad beats on Instagram and TikTok.
No, I'm telling you. Who's to say that these mother and fucking officials don't have a cousin of a cousin of a cousin of a cousin that's putting their paycheck on their game? There's no way. How do you make that call? It's a blatant fucking call. We're not talking about following the rules, possibly using the right fucking ball or this or that. You looked at the video. The ball left his hand. There was a foul called on the court. How do you fucking overturn it? I can see if they didn't call the foul on the court. I'm not opposed to that. We see that shit happen all the time.
Right.
Kind of play stands, you know, because there's not enough video evidence. The foul was called during the play, and it was overturned. Tell me there's not some fucking conspiracy bullshit going on in that.
Well, I think Mike is going to try to.
Good luck. The proof is right there.
Good luck, he says.
And I fucking lost the bet because of it.
Of course you did.
I picked him on the money line.
Michael?
I can't believe that my fucking TV doesn't have a goddamn hole in it right now. I was watching that game live, and I blew a fucking gasket. Like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? God fucking, if there is a God, he hates me. I should have won. Whatever. Fucking fuck.
This is the best episode.
No, if I get fucked over today on the coin toss and the fucking kickoff.
You're betting the coin toss? Really?
Fucking tails, baby. Tails.
I hope something happens like where it hits somebody's foot.
I hope it stands straight up and down. It lands on the ground and stays straight up and down, and we never figure out who gets the ball first.
And the opening kickoff has to be returned. Okay, let's get back to Duke.
Oh, no. Okay. Michael, your rebuttal.
I think somewhere in his argument or his rant, whatever you want to call it, he did state what I think is true. I fucking hate it in tie games where the fucking game ends on a foul. My thing is let him play it out. Let him play a little rougher during the last 5 seconds in a tied game. That being said, okay, they made the call on the court. They go to review it. The three of us are sitting here with this rule after the fact. They're in real time. I'm going to tell you, I would assume officials are a little smarter than, I'm a Republican. I'm not going to bash cops. But I'm saying they don't have the goddamn rule book memorized. Wow. So essentially, I doubt they were even looking at the replay with this rule in mind, which is from Rule 5, Section 7, Article 3C of the rule book. So yeah, it's easy for us to say after the fact they got it wrong when I have a feeling they didn't even fucking remember this rule. Or we're aware of it in real time. That being said, they pulled the foul back. There's no guarantee this Flipowowski was going to make the fucking free throw. It was scoreless the whole game. He already missed two free throws. And if you wanted to win the game, it's fucking tied in overtime. Go out and win the game.
My rebuttal starts with, Mike, you consider yourself an attorney, right?
It's not considered. He's past the bar. He is.
So, who's the number one people that you possibly hate the most?
People who enforce rules, I'll call them, because I still got my Republican cap on. I can't talk shit about the
cops.
So,
I will say it for you. You fucking hate police officers.
You cannot confirm nor deny that statement.
You expect them to know the fucking law of the land.
Well,
before they go,
they
out
have
and
a 2-year degree. They have an understanding of the law that's maybe a third.
Oh,
as
I would. They do not have a 2-year degree, Tony.
So, with that being said, they're putting people in prison because they don't know the book, but because you do your job when you're not getting paid to be a Republican from Anthony Variano on this podcast. You tell them you
we
need
make
to
no
know
money, by the way.
That's my thing. And that's the only thing. Like, it's good for you, Mike. You're trying to do this. It's a tough thing to do, to make this argument. You should know the fucking rules, number one. I mean, bottom line, you're an official. So then, with that being said, should there be repercussions for that officiating crew? If you don't know the fucking rules, what are you doing on a court? I mean, especially...
Oh, they're doing the best they can. They're doing the best they can.
Yeah, they are. It's a tough gig, man.
Deeper lives matter, too.
Basketball is one of the hardest. I mean, outside of hockey, I think basketball is the hardest sport to officiate just because of the speed of the game. You're running up and down the court. It's physical. It's rough.
But Anthony, at that point in the game, they weren't running up and down the court. They were looking at a fucking TV
monitor.
Yeah,
they just run up and down the court the entire game. I mean, that's the thing. They've never been more tired than they will be in overtime, right?
Okay.
So, like,
actually, my final spiel. What the fuck? What is Duke doing? Why are you giving the ball to somebody who hasn't fucking scored the whole game?
Because he's their
he got a shot right at the rim.
Play.
I mean, he probably should have dunked it. Like
if he would have got fouled.
Anywho, as an official, I'm ruling in favor of the officials. I understand how hard that job is. How are you mad? You're still gonna win. You know what? It's a big rule book. There's a lot of things to remember. You know, I've done games and I've forgotten about the infield fly rule. Oh, and shit, I forgot there was even somebody on second base. What the hell? How did he get there? I don't know, but he's there now. And, you know, there was one time the bases were loaded and somebody threw the ball home and catcher caught the ball and I waited for a tag. I was like, oh, shit,
Tony, you do bring up the best rule in baseball that fucking nobody understands.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the worst situation to be in officiating a game where you've got fucking 50 fans yelling at you over a rule that nobody fucking knows.
Right. Yeah. And then it's also a judgment call, right? What is the infield? Is it
exactly
a ball that can be played by an infielder, or is it the dirt?
This judgment call was made. It was a foul. And then you review
it. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that it wasn't a foul, and I think there was continuation. But I don't think Duke has a court case in like petitioning for a win because, one, they lost the game in overtime. Two, they probably weren't even the better team in the game in regulation. And three, they made the right call. The review was made and they managed to screw up the review, which happens all the time. All the time. Like, it's happened to the Los Angeles Lakers this season like three times. They've lost three games and like they could be the four seed if it not for officiating. But yeah, it's just the officials have enough going on. And you know what? It's just, I can understand being mad about using the wrong basketball in a women's basketball game, but when it comes down to a judgment call, you know, especially in a game, it seemed like, you know, those situations, like Mike said, it's not one that those calls are typically made. So it's actually surprising to me that a call was made on the floor of a foul in the final seconds.
The correct call.
It might have been. It's again, these are all judgment calls. And just because the officials didn't know the continuation rule, now they do. I mean, and I think you're right. They should be, you know, fined or, you know,
they should be fired.
Some of their pay or, you know, have to go to an education program to remind them the fucking rules of the game. But I mean,
giving my $33 back.
Giving Duke the win is not something that we could do because, like, you know, the guy missed both free throws and, you know.
Okay,
certainty that they win the game, but you win 2-1, Bradley. So
thank
you. Now 1-1 in this season of opening arguments.
So I got some quick stuff to talk about. You guys,
oh, really?
Are you all into golf?
A little. I like playing it.
How much time do we got left?
More than 10.
Okay. This has been on my bucket list now for exactly 1 year. The Waste Management Tour in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, this tournament makes golf fun. To be sitting at the 16th, just fucking hammered, throwing beers onto the green, and it's, like, cool. Like, it's,
it's,
I mean,
like,
I'm,
the Happy Gilmore tour event, is it not?
Yes, it is. And like, I watched it live last year, the guy that hit the hole in one. And like, still to this day, it gives me chills. They'd be like, it's just a party scene, man. And you're talking shit.
It does sound like fun.
Ricky Fowler, the whole crowd was calling him Small Dick Rick yesterday. And you can hear it on TV.
Like, it's like a pro wrestling event. God damn, that is a great chant.
It's like watching a baseball game in Chicago. Southside.
No, so just around the 16th hole, and they break it down, and it's like 128 yards. 20-some thousand people are around that thing. They're saying that it's like, what, 500,000, 700,000 people go through the gates for the 4 days.
Wow.
I mean, and what better time than the Super Bowl a few miles away in Phoenix? Like, I'm seeing guys like,
yeah, that those words we're not supposed to say. Sorry.
I was NFL. Talking about, I Please was talking don't about sue smoking.
Us. We have no money.
I was talking about smoking.
A Super Bowl? Smoking a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's legal now in Montana.
That's right.
No, but like, I think, honestly, like, I think that would be fun because you, Anthony, I know you're trying to work on your stuff. You could be as fucking belligerent as you want to here. You might get punched in the nose, but you're not going to get kicked out. Like, it's like they expect you to do this stuff. Like, it.
So, what, you think we should all go out there, get smashed, and do shows?
I would love to do a show.
I'm down.
Like, that would be funner than shit.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think.
I mean, we got to get there, though. Like, these fucking clowns are there, like, at 1:30 in the morning. And it's a dead fucking sprint to get there because it's all general admission shit.
Oh,
like,
it's standing room only.
Oh, yeah, God. Does John Daly still golf?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He probably does there. Like the longest drive stuff on the before the tournament starts.
Speaking of him, have you guys watched that? Him. Have you watched his 30 for 30 or whatever on
ESPN? Of course.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like
wildlife you had.
No, and this shows you, like, I think why you need to be educated when you come into these sports and get this type of fucking money. Because he just pissing it away on gambling and freaking booze and drugs. Like, and he won one fucking tournament, you know, for a while. And, like, had all this fucking money coming in. Like, other than that, golf's boring to me without Tiger Woods. But this shit, oh, man.
It seems like it'd be a fun live event. They've been talking about it on the Levitard show for a long time as an event they want to go to. But we've only got 7 minutes left, so we got to get to the sports law news of the week. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen this week, it sounds like. Diamond Sports Group, i.e. Bally Sports, is going to file for bankruptcy this week. And we're going to talk about what that means for the teams that are represented or broadcasted by Bally Sports, the regional sports networks, and the subscribers, like me. I'm one of them. So MLB announced interest in taking over Diamond RSNs, that's regional sports networks, to make sure games continue to be broadcasted. But what about the NBA and NHL, which is going on right now? So, Mike, can you kind of give us a breakdown of what this bankruptcy means? I know it's just a means for them to protect their assets, and so they don't have to, you know, pay the $140 million they owe.
From my understanding, like this year, Bally Sports are like, when I watch a fucking Twins game and you got Glenn Perkins, blah, 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 it's still going to be that for this year while bankruptcy plays out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still going to be covering the games, broadcasting the games, but this will be likely the last year. For a sports fan like you who lives in blackout areas, I think it's going to be great because I think it's going to finally push the MLB to do kind of like what soccer did and make essentially streaming services, kind of like MLB TV.
Well, that they pioneered that. They were the first streaming service
exactly.
Professionals.
Not to cut you off, Mike, but it'd be like ESPN. What ESPN Plus did with hockey is unfucking
fantastic. Yeah,
I hate to have a monopoly on it like that with one company, especially a huge corporation like ESPN taking all the money. but for fucking $6, the amount of bullshit you get on that network is
fucking I'd be watching so much tennis this year. Western and Southern Open, fucking Miami, the Austin Open, Indian Wells, all of that. It's, you get like every court that's available on those complexes, up to like dozens of courts. And you just flip between whatever you want to watch. Ladies doubles, girls doubles. They've got the junior competition as well. So,
and that's what's nice about it. And ESPN doesn't raise their prices yet. Like,
they're going to. Because they might spin off Hulu because they've lost, everybody's losing subscribers all of a sudden. But Mike, continue with some details about the bankruptcy.
Well, so this year it should run, for the fans, it'll feel like this didn't happen. I'm saying next year, though, I think it's going to, from what MLB is saying, I mean, they've already got a platform that runs very well. It's going to be more expensive than like MLS or anything, I would assume.
Which is exactly why I locked in for an entire year yesterday.
Yeah, but it's going to be more beneficial because I remember when I had MLB TV when I lived out in Minnesota. It's like, well, I got this to watch the fucking Twins. I can't watch
useless. The Twins. Absolutely useless.
So it was useless. So I'm hoping, and it sounds like if MLB takes it over, you're going to get rid of blackout games because they realize that you just need more people watching the game regardless.
Right. Well, this
doesn't matter if they're in the park, ballpark or not. It's
right.
The state of Minnesota needs to be watching its Twins.
This, like, bankruptcy is a direct result of a lack of viewers for baseball, not the NBA or the NHL. Am I right?
Say that again.
This bankruptcy, Bally Sports' failure, is a result of the lack of people watching baseball games because that's the bulk of the broadcasts. It's 162 games compared to 82 at the most for basketball.
I don't think you blame this. I don't think you can entirely blame this on the viewer because it's...
Well, no, I'm not blaming it on the viewer. I'm just saying MLB doesn't have viewers, have very many viewers.
But they also, under this situation with, like, Bally Sports, most people are moving away from corded cable. Yeah. So my thing is, if Bally's tied to that, so, I mean, it's tied to a cable package, and if you're moving away where you're streaming all your entertainment, it's... They need to make it easier for people to watch their sports teams.
Well, they have Bally Sports streaming now. You can get the app, but that's what I have. You know, it's I did the math. It's about $1 a game if you consider all of the baseball games and WNBA games I watch. So it's $189 for the year, which is dirt cheap, just dirt cheap. So this could really affect the revenues of the teams that are broadcasted by Bally Sports North, though, or by Bally Sports.
Well, no, this... Because we don't know what's going to happen with the funds that are owed to these teams. Right. I mean, they're making decisions. Thank God we got Correa before they went bankrupt.
Right? Well, and our deal is up at the end of the year anyway. So, I mean, it could end up in better hands. But, I mean.
No, and it's going to be complicated once Bally's officially done. Because shit, I think it's like half of Major League Baseball that was covered.
Teams, I think, yeah.
So if they're going to be, if MLB is going to create its own thing, we're going to get a lot of pushback from the Dodgers, the Yankees, the big market teams that already have that control regions, and they're making fucking tons of money. The YES Network, there's fucking Yankees fans all over the goddamn planet. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens to those then, because if all 32 teams are going to come under one umbrella, you better believe that
the
Dodgers, Yankees are going to be getting more of the revenue because they're drawing in more of the viewers.
But it might not be as much as they get now. There might end up being revenue sharing in those deals, more revenue sharing with smaller market teams. Brad, you got anything else on this?
I would say that, you know, MLB.com is already doing it. I mean, when you subscribe to that, I don't know what percentage they're paying to the YES Network or to, you know, whoever else owns their own stuff. I don't know what they're paying. I mean, like, I'm subscribed on DirecTV to MLB Extra Innings, which is a knockoff from, you know, the MLB.com.
MLB.TV.
Same difference. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
No worries.
I don't know where that goes, but I watch all the games. I mean, like I say, it's all going to go streaming at some point.
Might as well get ahead of it.
ESPN would be awesome, but that I don't know if ESPN could afford it, but then we're going to be paying $27 a month for ESPN Plus,
and, right?
Which wouldn't be worth. Yes, but it's kind of nice.
We're running out of time, folks, so I got to do my closing. Thanks for watching Foul Play by Play and listening to Foul Play by Play. Find us at foulplaybyplay.com. Love you, boys.
Peace.
Baseball starts.
Enjoy the big game.
Go Eagles.